Hey geeks, it's Jana and Ashley. Thanks for joining us this episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast, your place for the latest geek and fandom news.
Hey everyone, we are thrilled to have a special guest with us this week, our friend Patty. Patty Holiday is the head fangirl in charge behind the No Guilt Fangirls podcast. She's also the queen of Run Disney. And with the Run Disney season beginning, we knew she had to join us on this episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast. Patty, tell our listeners a little about yourself. How long have you been a geek? What's your favorite fandom? And of course, where they can find you online.
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure I'd call myself the queen of Run Disney.
I'm calling you the queen.
You're calling me the queen. All right.
Girl, well. I have done Run Disney with you, and you are the queen of Run Disney.
So, queen of Run Disney, go.
All right. So there's that. Oh, so fandoms. I like everything, and I honestly would have a really hard time picking my favorite, except for Marvel. So outside of Marvel, I like a little bit of everything. We're currently obsessed with Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yes.
Right? And Dan Levy, right?
Yes.
Can we? I know.
I mean, can we just?
I know.
No, Run Disney this time.
Yeah, no, we'll do that another
Schitt's
time.
Schitt's
Creek next time. So you're back for Schitt's Creek the next time?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. So yeah, and I guess as far as being a geek, I've always had that side of me, and Star Wars and Indiana Jones are probably the first like things that I can remember in my childhood is getting really excited about. I had a friend that lived across the street, and we played Star Wars all the time, and we would switch off between who was Luke and who was Leia because we always, I mean, Leia was so cool. We wanted to shoot. She, you know, New Hope, right? And she's shooting the gun and saving Han Solo. I mean, it's a whole thing. So yeah, for a long time.
All right, awesome.
Oh, and you can find me online a lot of places. NoGuiltFangirl.com is probably the best place for you guys. And I speak on the No Guilt Fangirls podcast.
Let's talk Run Disney.
Yes.
Basic. Why would someone sign up to do a Run Disney? Do you have to be a great runner to do Run Disney? And if I wanted to start training now, would I survive the finish line? So personally, I know the answer to that question, but not all of our listeners know the answer to, you know, will they survive, etc. So let's hear it from the queen.
Y'all stop that. Okay, so Run Disney. First of all, what Run Disney is. It is basically running races through Walt Disney World. It used to be through Walt Disney World and Disneyland, but we don't have Disneyland races at this time. They are in hiatus, so listener question number one, why aren't they at Disneyland? Because Disney hates us. I don't know.
I thought Anaheim hated us.
And that might be it. There's all kinds of rumors and discussion as to what the reason is, but all we know is that they were officially quote-unquote on a hiatus, and at this point, we don't have any more news. Okay.
We got nothing.
All right. So right now, stateside, you can only run at Walt Disney World. You can also run at some of the international parks, but that's a whole nother podcast for another day.
We're gonna do that again too?
Yeah, we'll cover that again.
Perfect.
But right now it's at Walt Disney World. You have 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. There's even a full marathon for a runner to choose from.
Who would do that?
I'm tired thinking about it.
I've done it. It was really stupid, but I've done it. but it was really stupid. Okay, so do you have to be a great answer? Well, I just answered that because I've done it. So no, you do not have to be a great runner to run any race, honestly. You just get out and do it, and it's a blast. But doing it, if you are a Disney fan, I think that's probably that main reason that most people sign up to run these races. You don't have to be, but it helps because you're going to run on property, you're going to see characters, and you're going to get a really cool medal that is going to be themed after something Disney. So that's probably the reason why most people do it.
That's probably the only reason I would do it.
I run for Disney, I run for wine, and I run from zombies.
Exactly. Like, I don't run, but Disney gets me to do other things that I don't necessarily would do for anyone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd probably run for Disney.
Well, that's how I started. It started as a case of I had a baby, and my baby center, April 2005 group, holla girls, we're still friends. We still talk for all these years. A bunch of us had babies in 2007, and we wanted to lose the baby weight. And so we all started supporting each other online to do this running. And one of them, Summer, said, "Hey guys, have you ever thought about doing a half marathon?" And we all said, "Psh, no, like maybe a 5K, maybe I'll work up to a 10K, but there was no way on earth any of us.
If you can only see Patty's face right now as she's describing what it looks like when she's saying, "Do you want to run a 10K?
Yeah, I mean,
or a
it's
half
just
marathon." She's like,
No. That was just not even in my realm. And then she said, "But guys, there's this one called the Princess Half Marathon Weekend, and it's at Walt Disney World." And I was Googling, going, "Where do I sign up? Where do I have to give my money?" Like, because I got a trip to Disney out of it.
Right.
And it only cost me 13.1 miles of sweat equity to get there. Yes. Yes.
There we go.
Right? And so that's actually how I started, was through that process, was learning about the fact that there was this race. And it was very women-focused, and it was not scary. Because how can Disney be scary?
Right.
Right? And that's how I ended up doing it.
Well, that leads us into our next question. Where should beginners start? So I'm a beginner. I've never run Disney ever. I look at it and I go, "Oh, man, those medals are cool."
Or
I want to do the princess thing, or
you
food
and
wine.
You want to wear the costume. You want to, you know, you want to run
in
a costume.
Girl, you know. I am as extra, and Patty is extra, Jana's extra. We're all extra, so we get that. I'm
did
there
you just
for
call me extra?
Yes, I did. So I will do anything to be able to wear a costume. So I mean, I'll run in a costume. But where should they start? I know there's some online only races. Mm-hmm. There's 5Ks, 10Ks, there's the half, there's the dopey, which that sounds crazy to me because that means you run all of them.
You have to be dopey.
You do have
to
be
dopey.
So where do you think a beginner should start?
The funny thing is there are people who will run their first race as dopey.
Oh, Lord.
Like, they are that insane that they will go and do this.
Whew.
In my head, there are curse words that should be applied to this.
Right?
But we are a family-friendly podcast, so I will not use said curse words.
To explain what dopey is when, for the marathon weekend, which happens every January, dopey is when you run the 5K one morning, the 10K the next morning, the half marathon the morning after that, and then you wrap it all up by running 26.2 miles. Through all four parks with a marathon.
Sounds like a punishment to me. That doesn't sound fun. However, when I see everybody standing in front of the castle showing off their medals, I go, "That looks so nice."
Right, right. That's how they get you. That's how they get you. I'm telling you. Yeah, Disney's really good at this. This is how they rope you in, right? So that's what the dopey is. You do not have to do any of that, guys. The dopey is not necessary for everybody.
But is it?
Only
you,
for the gram.
You can absolutely start with a 5K. You can start at a 10K. You can start at any level that you're comfortable training up to. But I think that's the answer, is you want to put some effort into it and you want to train a little bit. I would say, you can, if you are full on beginner runner, get yourself an app, Couch to 5K, very easy training program to get started with, and start with that Couch to 5K app and go from there. See if you like it. The one major thing you need to know about Run Disney is it costs a lot of money. It's not just the trip, because unless you're local, you are going to end up planning a trip around it, and you're going to want to buy a park ticket and all that good stuff. And when you start running, you want to eat, because what do you run if not to eat afterwards, right? So, I mean, you know, money adds up, right? Plus, the races are more expensive at Run Disney. That is the big negative to Run Disney. So I would suggest a brand new person, if you have this goal in mind, try it out first and find out if you want to run. Maybe you need that goal, also me over here, of Disney in order to get you to get a healthier lifestyle going. And that's, you know, that's like I said before with my previous discussion, that's how I started running, was to get back in. It wasn't even get back in shape. It was just to get into shape, because I hadn't done anything and I was in need of some me time. And that's how I got it, was running. I would say for any beginner, though, if you're nervous or scared, Run Disney is one of the most welcoming race series that you can imagine. You will see runners of all shapes, sizes, speeds, and they're all cheering you on. Everybody, like, it's fantastic. It's a great community.
So I've done this a little bit with you, Patty, because I ran the Dark Side 5K last year.
Yeah.
My daughter and I came down to Walt Disney World, met you and a couple of other friends. But walk us through what it's like from picking up a bib at the expo to race day itself. Like, what are your tips for getting the most out of a Run Disney race?
Whew. Yeah, this needs to be like a podcast series.
Okay, girl, let's make this happen.
We can do that.
But we'll try to be a little more succinct here. So first of all, an expo. If you are running a race, you have to go to the expo to pick up your bib. And at the expo, you can also pick up all kinds of fun stuff because they sell everything a runner might need.
Naturally.
And everything else because it's Disney.
Because it's Disney, yes. And by need, I mean a Dooney and Burke that's themed after your race weekend. You need that.
Like the one that you have with you today.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is my Marvel Avengers Dooney and Burke that I got from the old Avengers race weekends, which are no longer available, unfortunately.
And I'm extremely jealous of every time I see because in my head, I would have run the race just to buy the Dooney and Burke. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear.
We'll run for purses that
also,
are Disney.
Yes, we'll run for purses. New
that are,
hashtag.
That are Disney purses or Marvel.
Yeah, it's Disney. So, you know, they're the geniuses with marketing and taking your money. And that's what the expo will do is take your money.
I don't fault them.
But you have to go to the expo. There is a reason for the expo, and that is to get you ready for showing up the morning of. So in the morning of, you board a little bus and you take that bus at this time. Well, no, I can't even say that. Most races start in the Epcot parking lot. Not all of them do, but don't worry. The bus drivers know where they're going usually. And you board the bus and you go to the race start. Here's the other big negative about Run Disney. Shannon, do you remember what time you woke up for
it
that
was
race?
Zero dark 30. Like, I swear, I think I woke up at 2:30 in the morning to board a bus at, say, like 3.
You did.
Not even exaggerating.
No, you did.
It was, it was early.
So back to those dopey runners, that's what they complain the most about, not the miles.
Yeah.
It's the 4 mornings in a row of waking up at 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning to get dressed and to get out and get prepared to do their miles.
Oh, my gosh.
That is what almost every single one of them will tell you, is that we trained for the miles, but they don't train for those wake-ups, and that's the hard part.
Well, and if they're coming in from another location, I can't even imagine.
If you're coming West Coast to East Coast, and then you have it blows you away. Yeah, it's crazy. So
we took a red-eye the day before, so we were just like, our bodies were like, oh, no.
All over the place.
Just now.
Yeah. So you get up super early, you get on the bus, and then you go out to the staging area. When you're there, most of the time, most of these races now have characters out before the race. So one of the fun things about Run Disney is on the race course, there's character stops, and you can stop and you can take a picture. Bring your phone. Somebody will take your picture for you. Sometimes there's race photographers there that will take the picture for you. But otherwise, your friends that you make in line, trust me, will take your picture for you if you just ask them to. If you're concerned about your pace or you want to run, you don't want to stop, because there are people who are not in it for the shenanigans. They are in it for the time, There's nothing wrong with that. You can get some character pictures before and after the race if you get there early enough or hang out afterwards. So keep that in mind. Lots of character opportunities.
And unique character opportunities, right? Like, they're different ones than you see in the park. They're characters that you will probably never see in the park,
other
events.
I get jealous when I see the pictures, and I'm like, oh, I should have ran, but then I remember.
You would have had to run.
I would have had to run.
And even at the expo, they had character experiences and, like, photo
they do.
Backgrounds that are different than you will ever see anywhere else. You were like, oh, yay!
And something else to keep in mind is Run Disney is very walker-friendly and very run-walk-run friendly, which, if you're not familiar with that term, that is Jeff Galloway's thing that he has coined. And Jeff Galloway is a marathon Olympian, running guru god. And he teaches you how to do this. And so, again, think this, if you're thinking about doing this, this is one of those races where you can run, walk, or walk fast. I mean, you're not going to be under pressure to win at Run Disney.
Right. That's good.
Well, and the short races, they don't really do this, but the longer ones, they do the whole sweeping thing. So if you haven't caught up to a certain point, like a certain marker, they will have people come and sweep you and yeah. move you along so you are caught up, so you're at least paced.
So there's the balloon ladies. Let me tell you a little bit about the balloon ladies.
What are the balloon ladies? That, who are the balloon ladies?
Yeah, that is the question. So when you start talking about Run Disney, you hear about sweeping and you hear about what does that mean and what they're going to take me off the course and I got to be fast enough. So here's the deal. There are some ladies who are volunteers and they've been doing this for years. So no, they're not looking for new teammates. they have done this for a long time, but they are part of the Jeff Galloway training group in Orlando and they have been working with Run Disney for a long time. They carry balloons. So it's a visual sign. You know, if you see these balloons pass you or if you look over your shoulder and you can see them in your background, you just know that that's your pacing requirement, which just means keep up with them, keep real close to them, or don't let them pass you and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. They're super nice. They are super supportive. They will tell you anything you need to know. They will encourage you. They will let you know exactly what is happening. They are not the sweepers. The sweepers are the folks who actually take you off the course, who say, I'm sorry, but we got to close because it's Disney. And so they do have to close the course and they have to close the streets mm-hmm. in order to allow cars on and in order to open up the parks appropriately and that sort of thing. So there is a time limit. And it's a 16-minute mile. And 16-minute mile is the pace that Disney asks you to keep. You'll see the balloon ladies first. After the balloon ladies, you will see the guys on bikes and girls on bikes with orange flags who tell you. And they will also be very friendly and nice, and they will let you know exactly where you stand. You have 1 minute to get past me. If you can't get past me in that 1 minute, we're going to ask you to board this bus. And you get on the sweeper bus, womp womp, and you leave. And your race is finished. There's no shame in any of that. It's just a matter of they've got to close the course down. So mm-hmm. it is what it is. But that's what the balloon ladies are. And people get really nervous and they get scared of them and they don't want to see them. And I get all of that. Been there, done that. But it's a visual representation of how much time you have left. The other very important thing about balloon ladies to know is that that clock of a 16-minute mile doesn't start until the very last person of the very last corral starts.
Okay.
So they line up way at the end. Way at the end.
That's a great tip.
Yes.
Because I think people get really nervous about the whole 16-minute mile thing, which, let's be fair, most people can walk mm-hmm. a 16-minute mile yes. if they're walking briskly.
You have to keep moving. It's a brisk yep. walk. Yeah.
So don't stop for pictures, whatever. But most Correct. People can do a 16-minute mile if they're walking, right? I mean, do you remember doing like the mile in PE?
Yes.
Where it was yes. like 9 or 10 minutes and like whatever, you just did your thing. So people get like super freaked out about this whole timing, mm-hmm. whatever, the sweeping, etc. But knowing that that 16-minute mile pacing time doesn't start until after everybody's basically out of the corrals. We've been at those corrals even for just like, I mean, I have been there just for the 5K. That is a long time mm-hmm. for them to pull everybody out. So I imagine for the bigger races, it's even longer.
It is.
So you've got a chunk of time
you,
to really
You have
go
a chunk of time. So if
before
you...
Before that starts.
The only people that, honestly, the only people that the CV needs to be a blip on your radar as far as balloon ladies are concerned is if you end up being in the last corral and you are already pushing the 16-minute mile right. pace. If you okay. are a 12-minute mile runner that somehow ends up in the last corral, which usually doesn't happen. But if that should happen, you're going to be fine. You are totally going to be fine. But again, it's all very friendly, very Disney. You got to think about that, you know. Disney of course. Disney doesn't yes. want you to be upset or, you know, exactly. and so it's all very you know, gentle if it should happen.
They're
the
best.
I just wanted to point that out because it always comes up in sure. it's my number one blog post on noguiltdisney.com is who are the balloon ladies? Mm-hmm. And so...
And their
just
intent
want to let you
is
know.
To not have you fail.
Absolutely.
Right? Your intent is for you to go and have a good time with your friends. This is not...
And to accomplish
something. This is not a make you feel bad kind of thing. This is a go have fun with your friends, mm-hmm. come to Disney, spend your money,
mm-hmm.
and have fun. Nobody wants to sweep you off the course.
Nope.
That's not what's...
Nope.
That's not the goal.
That's
here.
Not the goal at all.
The goal is have a good time, spend money, and come back.
Correct.
Yes. Come do another one.
Correct. And... Most of us do. I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so now that you've got us all excited and we got these great tips for running Run Disney, what's the schedule look like for 2020?
Well, okay, so in 2020, actually, well, gosh, the first week of November, you are going to see online everybody talking about the Wine and Dine half marathon weekend. That race is completely sold out, though. Sorry, Jana. That would be perfect for you.
I know. I can't run for wine.
Or food.
Dang it.
Or food. No. It's sold out. So have fun watching all the pictures, and then you'll get excited. I know, right?
Dude, Patty, come on now.
Hey, man.
She had us excited.
Just dig that knife a little deeper.
Womp, womp.
However, the good news is usually when that race weekend is happening, you can sign up for
the following one.
The next year's race.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I can do Wine and Dine in 2020. Okay.
Yes, you should be able to be on the lookout. Either it'll be on RunDisney.com if they – now, I'm going to caveat this. That is how they did all of the races last year except for Wine and Dine. Wine and Dine was the only one that they made us wait until like March to register for.
Also rude.
However, after that, we think that was because they were changing some things around.
Sure.
So after that, every race weekend, once the race started, you were able to register for next year's race, right? So we're hoping that that's going to happen again for Wine and Dine. Okay. If not, trust me, just find my blog. I always am up on all of this. But that happens in the first week of November is the Wine and Dine race. And every year, it's the first weekend in November.
Okay.
So next year, I believe October 31st is on a Saturday. So it's probably going to be the weekend. They haven't announced the dates yet. So it'll probably be the following
But that makes
weekend.
Sense because they're still going to have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party that weekend. They're not going to do a wine and they
this
that
year
seems
logistically
crazy.
Logistically insane.
Follow this. This year, the expo opens on October 31st. And the races start on November 1st. So this is why people love Wine and Dine weekend so much. Yeah. Is not only is it wining and it's dining.
It's candying.
You get Halloween
we'll
one
run
day.
For candy.
Halloween one day and Christmas the next. Because you guys know how quickly Disney flips things around, right?
Oh.
Have I sold you on Wine and Dine weekend, right?
You're all doing Wine and Dine weekend, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then we can do a podcast about how we survived or didn't.
Okay, so you all heard. This is what's happening in 2020.
Hold us accountable.
Patty, Ashley, and Jana are all doing Wine and Dine run Disney weekend.
I know a travel agent that can get you there. That's what I'm just saying.
Do you know a really good travel agent?
I
for
do.
Disney?
One that's not obnoxious and actually knows her stuff. What?
And we will leave a link to Patty's information.
Where we're going with this, guys,
our
is that I'm a travel agent that loves to send people on Run Disney racecations. So if you're looking for some help with this, they will have my contact info.
Yes.
And please come find me. NoGuiltTravel.com is where you're going to find that. But so Wine and Dine, yeah.
Okay.
That's the glory to Wine and Dine is that often you're going to hit both Christmas and Halloween, like, back to back.
So we can be extra, extra.
Extra, extra.
I like extra, extra.
I know. It's crazy. So outside of
I'm
Wine and Dine.
Thinking costumes. Sorry, go ahead.
All the costumes.
What are the next races?
So outside of Wine and Dine, you have in January is the big daddy of the race weekends. This one's, they're all my favorite. But I really love this race weekend. It's the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. And that is the one and only marathon that happens at Walt Disney World. It happens every January. And that's usually the first weekend following New Year's, I think, is kind of the pattern that they go with. Because they want to get some of that Christmas crowd out before they bring the runners in. And you can run your choice of races of that one, the 5, the 10, the half marathon, or the full marathon. And then there's also some challenges. There's Goofy, there's Dopey. It's all kinds of crazy stuff, guys. That one's amazing. But if you are, I don't want to call you a serious runner because I really don't love that term. However, if you're committing to 26.2 miles, it's pretty serious to me, right?
Sure.
This is kind of the more like runner's weekend. This is where the runners come. Okay, if that makes sense.
So
like
that's
the,
not my weekend.
No, you would still have a blast, though.
Oh, I'm at Disney.
We would have fun, even though we are sitting here making faces at each other, being like, not it, not doing 26.2 ever.
No. I said that once upon a time, too. So, okay, so that's marathon weekend. And then in February is the Princess Half Marathon Weekend. So if you want to get your girlfriends and plan a big race trip, It's awesome. It's so much fun. And then in April every year is the Star Wars Rival Run.
Yes, girl! Mm-hmm.
I mean, my birthday is in April. So, I mean, I just need a trip to Disney.
And you like Star Wars.
And I like Star Wars.
What? You like Star Wars?
What?
I didn't know.
Oh, what? My God.
Is that one of your favorite fandoms? I had no idea.
It's totally fine.
So, yeah, and for anybody looking or curious, Marathon Weekend, Princess Weekend, and Star Wars Weekends all still have race bibs available. So it's not too late. It's not, I'm looking at you too. It is not too late to sign up for some of these races for 2020.
Count me in for Star Wars again. All right. I'm in. Send me a link.
Awesome. I will.
I'll
hook y'all up. I'll hook y'all up.
I need a bib.
Yeah, we got that. We got that.
It was so much fun. And one of my most favorite photos ever is stormtroopers in front of
Spaceship Earth
with like this amazing purpley pink sunrise.
Oh, I've seen your picture.
Freaking epic.
It was beautiful, right?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
And here's the thing about Star Wars Weekend. We don't know what the race courses are going to look like yet.
Of course not.
But in the past, we didn't have Galaxy's Edge yet.
Oh my gosh.
Right? If it doesn't run through Galaxy's Edge, that's a miss.
If that doesn't run through Galaxy's Edge, what are they even doing? Right? And with all the changes in Epcot, I feel like it has to not necessarily be through Epcot.
We don't know yet. From a logistics standpoint, I keep trying to map it out, right, to make it all work so that we get Galaxy's Edge. I am not Ren Disney. I can't tell you what they can logistically do because the Epcot parking lot is really just prime to set things up. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what Hollywood Studios would look like if they'd be able to do that. But fingers crossed, wouldn't that be the ultimate of ultimates to run through a sunrise over Galaxy's Edge?
Yes.
I mean, can you just imagine?
No, because I haven't been to Galaxy's Edge yet.
You still salty about that?
I'm still salty until I get to Disney World in November.
I'm just laughing a little bit because of that other episode where you were like super salty like the whole time.
I sure was.
What? You get salty?
Just a little.
It's okay though. I have never seen that over here for you.
I know. I love you.
I'll bring them down for you when we're done recording.
So that's it. So those are the four races at Walt Disney World at this time. Things could change at any point. They have not announced and released the dates yet for next year's races. So we'll see what happens, if they're going to pull any surprises on us. It could happen. They could change things. But that's what we got. Those are the four options at Walt Disney World. And they're all, like, I can give you votes for each one, you know, why you would want to go. But it really, a lot of it has to do with timing and personality and what you're interested in. And
your favorite fandoms.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Awesome.
That was creepy.
It's not like Ashley and I are in sync ever. Ever. We just randomly say things like awesome at the exact same time with the exact same inflection.
That was funny.
So weird.
So weird.
Patty, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all the Run Disney goodness today.
Absolutely.
Do not forget to find No Guilt Fangirls podcast on your favorite podcast provider and subscribe to her. Next time, join us as we talk about the best eats in Disney World and Disneyland.
Oh, can't wait.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time for more geeky goodness.